Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco, and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. Today's guest is Giants bullpen coach Mark Gardner. Mark, let's talk about the pitching in baseball right now, because you know, pitching definitely is solid. It seems like the offenses are down a little bit from where they were. What do you attribute it to right now? And there is talk about changing the strike zone. What do you think about that if they do make it so that the pitchers don't get those low strikes anymore?
Well, I think there's, you know, more than one reason why. I think the pitchers are probably a lot stronger than they were 20 years ago, a lot more hard-throwing pitchers. We've got shifts now in baseball where you're pretty much eliminating one side of the field. And when you have some pull hitters, like mostly lefties, that cuts down on your batting average. You got a guy fielding the ball in short right field and throwing you out at first, which normally would have been a base hit if guys were playing in straight up positions and on the dirt. So I think that has a lot to do with it too.
I've seen some pitchers where I don't think they like the shift so much. I mean, Jake Arrieta might be an example. Mike Kruko was talking about how, you know, they may say, you know what, I really don't like having the shift. Some of those balls are going to drop in that normally wouldn't. I mean, what's your thinking on it? Would you have liked to have seen more shifting when you were pitching?
Well, I think you know, on certain hitters, you know, there's such a big discrepancy on which way they hit the ball. I mean, some guys are just total pull. Some guys are total opposite, especially on the ground or in the air. It's just cut and dry. If you look at all the charts, and you know, you have so much statistics available now, guys that are pitching against, and there's so much information that's been taken down. It's hard not to play the percentage. I mean, if it's going to be tilted in your favor to close off one area, I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Never seems like there is really a solution to limiting injuries in baseball as far as pitchers are concerned. The Giants have been pretty fortunate. You know, what do you think it is about the system the Giants have as opposed to some others? And do you think there is a right or wrong way? I remember when the Braves were having their pitchers throw a lot more than other teams. Is it hard to put your finger on really the right way to keep pitchers healthy?
Well, I think it has to do with a lot of the manager, you know, recognizing when a guy's tired, when he's had enough. In the pitching coach also to, you know, keep an eye on that and not really leave him out there if he's really laboring, or maybe leave him in there longer if he's really pitching well. So there's a lot of things that go into that. I mean, in between starts, guys are working, you know, they have their own workouts and that are designed specifically for one guy and them only. So yeah, every guy is different. So they've treated that way. They just don't train everybody the same way.
We'll have more with former Giants pitcher and current Giants bullpen coach Mark Gardner right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at 6 Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family. After all, this is a family business started by two nice Italian boys, Ken Toscanini and Vince Ippolito, who combine their skills, knowledge, passion for cars, and their names to create Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
You know, you mentioned that there are a lot of hard throwers now, and the Giants organization certainly has those guys coming up and that are here right now. What do you think those guys have to do as far as their mindset? Because they do possess, let's say, a 95, 96 mile an hour fastball, but that's not always going to be successful if it's flattened down the middle. So what are some of the things that you and Dave Righetti talk to the younger guys about who have those great arms?
Well, you know, the only guys we really see are the ones that we see in spring training that have been put on the roster. We've seen some young guys this year in spring training that have great arms and just lack the command and really what to do with it and where to throw it and how to use it, and all their other pitches need to develop too. So there are some, you know, a handful of really strong arms that just need developing. You know, they need their secondary pitches developed. They need to develop command of that 95 to 100 mile an hour pitches, because like you said, it does you no good if it's a ball or out of the zone or down the middle. These guys don't care how hard you throw. They just, it's more or less location.
What does it take to maintain confidence when things aren't going your way? I mean, you look at Santiago Casilla. He hasn't had a great first half as far as blowing some saves, but he seems to still maintain that confidence. He knows that he can get the job done, maybe just run off a bunch of saves in a row and it'll get him past that. How do the young guys learn something like that?
Well, you don't learn. I mean, you only learn it by, you know, being out there and having it happen to you, because it's a feeling that, you know, it's not a very good feeling. You know, he feels terrible. Whole team is kind of let down. That's the way they feel. You know, they've let their team down. They've had the lead, and they've lost it. So it's very trying on them. But all the good closers that I've known, from a Rob Nen to many more guys, they have the knack to forget and move on. If you dwell on yesterday's blown save, it's probably going to leak into today's blown save. So he does a good job of putting that aside and learning by his mistake and trying to, you know, right the ship the next day. So it's to his credit, and it's not an easy thing to do by any means, to be, you know, beaten and then come back the next day and have to face the same team in the same situation and get it done. So, you know, we have to be very, what we call a short memory, you know. I have a very short memory.
Well, I think the younger guys can learn from him. Of course, Javier Lopez. How important is that? I mean, you guys had Jeremy Affelt and Sergio Romo. You know, Affelt isn't here anymore. Romo right now on the DL. So is there a little bit of, you know, that lacking where the other young guys aren't, you know, getting as much conversation? Maybe they're trying to lean on Lopez and Casilla as much as possible.
Well, I think Javi, you know, is one of those guys that is a good veteran, and he has no problem sharing his wisdom with the guys, and he leads by example also. And you know, we have a good group of veteran guys, and you know, they just kind of take these guys under the wing, and really you lead by example. You know, you can talk all you want, but you know, you've got to walk it too. You got to walk the walk, and that's what Javi does. And you know, these guys got a lot of information, and they're getting a very good opportunity to show, you know, the manager that what they're capable of doing, and hopefully, you know, that leads to contracts and multi-year deals.
More with Mark Gardner in just a moment.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the conversation with Giants bullpen coach Mark Gardner. You've been a bullpen coach with the Giants for a long time. How much do you enjoy the role? What are some of the things that you've learned about the role throughout the years that, you know, you can really pinpoint, okay, this is really something that I know I can do well, and you keep getting better at it?
Well, you know, you're more or less an assistant pitching coach is what you are, and you know, you've got to keep up with the game. You've got to know the pinch hitters and the pitcher spot where that's coming up and double switches and all that kind of stuff. So you know, you have to be going along with your manager you know, usually most of the time we have defined roles in the bullpen, so you kind of have an idea of who's going to be in there in the seventh, who's going to be in there against the lefty, who's going to be in there at the end of the game. So, you know, you just learn how to go with the game and get guys ready and not burn them out down there. And you know, because you get up two or three times, you might not get in the game, and that fourth time you will. So we need to warm up smart. And, you know, it's just one of those things that evolves. You just learn more and more every year, and it gets a lot easier.
I don't know how much you're looking at their mechanics if something is a little bit off, but when you have a guy like Johnny Cueto, how different is that? Because he's got all these different deliveries. I mean, I would think that would be pretty hard to know, okay, well, he's a little bit off on that one or this one. Is he one of the more challenging guys warming up before a game that you're around?
He's actually the easiest. You know, all the stuff before and after is style, but what he does in between all that is mechanics 101. I mean, he does everything fundamentally sound. You know, all the stuff at the beginning with the shimmy and the hesitation and stuff, that's hard to do and then maintain your delivery and get into a position to deliver a good pitch. And he does it. He does it more than anybody. He repeats his delivery. It may not be the timing is different, but when he gets his foot down, he's ready to make a good pitch. So, you know, Johnny's one of those guys that's he's really easy to see when things aren't going right, because you don't pay attention to the stuff at the top. It's when his foot lands and, you know, you kind of read off of that. But he is one of the guys that repeats more than anybody.
I was talking to Chris Bosio recently, the pitching coach for the Cubs, and when he threw his no-hitter, he told me that he was sick, he had a terrible day. When he was in the bullpen, he was awful, and then he threw a no-hitter for the Seattle Mariners that day. You hear that so many times. So why does that happen? How does that happen? And I'm curious, when you threw a no-hitter for the Expos back a long time ago, how did you feel in the bullpen when you went out there and pitched in the game?
I felt pretty good in the bullpen, but I went out there and it seemed like I was 2-0 on everybody. It was one of those games where I just made a pitch when I needed to make a pitch and threw nine innings of no-hit ball. Ended up losing in the 10th to the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium, but got credited for nine innings of no-hit ball.
Yeah. Well, but the guys who are in that bullpen, do you maybe not take it too seriously that maybe you're a little off there because you could still change it around when you get in the game?
Oh, yeah. You know, I never put too much, especially into a veteran pitcher who knows what he's doing. Like you watch a Jake Peavy warm up and you'll say, oh, wow, you know, maybe he's not feeling so hot. And then he gets out there and you go, okay, there's Jake. You know, it's something guys know how to get loose. Younger guys tend to maybe overdo it in the pen and then they learn they don't have to do as much and later on and just save it for the game. But, you know, I don't take too much anymore on how guys warm up, but it counts when it's on across that line.
Before I let you go, I think – you see pitchers, they come up with a new pitch, and a lot of times that might happen during spring training. Have you seen it happen during the season? How hard is that to maybe develop a new pitch in the middle of a season?
Well, it's hard if you don't have a good delivery. If you're pretty sound delivery-wise and you have the same slot on most all your pitches, those kind of guys there are able to maybe come up with something different, maybe a different grip on a pitch, throw a cutter off a slider, you know, that kind of thing. But it's something they'll work on before the game, and if they're in the right situation, they'll use it in the game. But it takes a while, you know, to get a feel for some of those pitches. But I sense more times than not, it's the guy with the good delivery that comes up with, you know, something a little bit different off the fastball, maybe the cutter and so forth. But it, you know, major pitches like a curveball, guys just start working on it and throwing it, and then when they feel comfortable, they break it out.
Is there anybody along the way that you played with or coached that came up with a pitch that, you know, that just really changed his career?
I don't know if you remember, but I think it was in the World Series against Texas. Brian Wilson broke out a curveball out of nowhere. Nobody. He just all of a sudden threw this curveball, and and even the hitter was baffled about it because he was looking fastball change slider, you know, and all of a sudden this big overhand curveball comes through. So that was probably the most bizarre timing and probably the most crucial time of the year to do it. But then again, it's probably crazy smart to do that, you know, and he got away with it.
If anybody's going to do it, it'll be Brian Wilson, right? Hey, Mark, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants bullpen coach Mark Gardner. Coming up on Friday, we'll hear from Will the Thrill, Will Clark, former Giants first baseman. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.